The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Ideas in Buddhist meditation, important way in which it unfolds, is subsumed under the word unification or unity, in that meditation is a process of settling in so that the different disparate parts of ourselves get unified, harmonized. And ordinarily when many people live their lives, their thoughts are going faster than their body, and we're concerned about things in the future, the past, elsewhere. And we can be jumping around a lot between different concerns that we have at different times, sometimes very quickly. And then we have our emotional lives and the mood that we're in. Generally, our emotional state or the mood that we're in lasts longer than the fleeting appearance and disappearance of thoughts. And so we might, be happy, and that happiness persists for a while. We're calm, and that persists for a little while. Or we're grumpy or irritated, and that sense of irritated state kind of persists for a while. And what it means is that sometimes you can have a state of mind, a mood or something, that is one way, but you can have thoughts that are different. You can be irritated and have a feeling of irritation, but it occurs to you, it would be a good thing to be generous to your neighbor. And so even in spite of your mood, your intentions, your thoughts, are one maybe of generosity. So in this way, there's all these different parts of ourselves, and they can be involved kind of in different directions. Our body can be one way. Our thoughts can be concerned with something else. Our intentions can be a whole other thing. Our emotions and mood can be something else. And sometimes we jump around quite a bit in the mind. And so sometimes you can see that in meditation. You sit down, and you see these different sides of ourselves. You might notice your thoughts are fleeting, and you jump around. You have some major concerns, but there's different kinds of thoughts that come in, and maybe you're not thinking that much about meditation itself, even though meditation is the intention that you've set yourself to do, to be meditate and be present. Your thinking mind is, maybe it's the last thing that occurs to your thinking mind as you're involved in fantasy or whatever concerns. And then you might have a mood, an emotion, which is left over from something that happened earlier in the day. And so you bring that with you and it's here. Or your body is restless or hungry or something, and so body is kind of going someplace else. And so what I'm trying to do is convey the idea that we have these disparate parts, and they can be involved in different concerns, different directions, almost at the same time. And the settling process of meditation is to bring these different parts of ourselves and to unify them so that our body, our breathing, our thoughts, our intentions, what we're intending, our purpose while we're doing something, and our feelings and emotions are all kind of working together. They're harmonized. They're kind of about the same thing. Maybe in a similar way that if you're reading a really good book, or if you're really involved with a movie, or if you're involved with a craft that you're doing, that you really enjoy it, it's captivating or meaningful for you, and everything you're about kind of it gets pulled into that activity. And so you're not really aware, jumping around between many things, because you're absorbed in that one activity. So meditation is a process of unifying, bringing together these different parts so that our body, thoughts, feelings, mind, intentions are all working together, harmonized together for the same purpose, for the same place. And one of the ways to do that, there's a variety of things that support that and help that unification process. But one is a simple practice of mindfulness, where the act of being mindful, the presence of mind, of holding something in awareness, is kind of like putting all the puzzles of our life on the table so we can see them all. So partly what the function of mindfulness is to make space in the mind for the different things that are going on to be seen, to be there. So the sense of being space. So kind of we're creating like a bigger container, a bigger context, or a large table in which the different parts of our lives can be there. rather than singling out one and choosing this is what I want and getting contracted on it, it's kind of an expansive movement to expand in a sense, to open up in a sense, to create space around what we know. So you might know that you're thinking, you might know you're breathing, you might know what you're feeling in your body, but to recognize it, to see it clearly, but not just to see it, but to see it with a sense of kind of creating space around it, see it with a sense of expansiveness or openness, or some people might like the word of allowing what's there. So that process of making space and allowing things to be there is part of that process. And that together with that allowing and opening expansive quality of mindfulness, the other thing that can help the unification process is if you choose where you want to have your attention in a conscious and clear way. So that once you, because the ability to choose and have intention is one of the factors that we want to get unified, a part of that gathering together. So to choose something could be something as simple as the breath, or for walking meditation, choose the paying attention to the feet as you do the stepping. To have a very gentle sense of this open, allowing sense that allows you to be there, but then a purpose that you focus on, and then with that purpose, to kind of slowly allow the different puzzles of your life to kind of settle and get absorbed and focused into that what you're doing. So I hope that makes some sense. And so you might consider that as you go about your practice here this morning. What are you? How scattered are you? How many different things are you concerned about? What's the kaleidoscope of feelings, thoughts, sensations, moods, purposes that come through? And what would it look like if you started unifying your different parts, kind of gathering yourself together? Collect everything. Collect yourself here and now in this body and mind. So I hope you enjoy your morning here. Thank you.